So we've been talking a lot about Brexit because we are reaching some sort of culmination in the latest phase here. But in general today, there has been sort of a shift in sentiment. People are kind of sick of being pessimistic. Luckily, we have someone with us who can talk about persistent pessimism in the bond market. Mark Otto joining us now, lead portfolio manager for Swan Global Investments, joining us on the phone from Connecticut. So Mark, I'm glad that you're with us to cast a little douse of pessimism on today's happy talk, as John Farrow would say. And I was reading your latest report. You're talking about cracks getting formed in credit markets. Do you generally have a pessimistic view on markets and think that people are a little bit too positive right now?
We do. We have a pessimistic view on both the equity markets and the bond markets, which obviously makes it very difficult then for portfolio construction, seeing as those are the two major building blocks in most people's portfolios.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm saying where do you go then, given your view on the markets? Is it a question of just maybe a little bit more in cash or just try to get into the highest quality paper you can get?
Well, I mean, it's all a matter of trade-offs, right? I mean, the problem, I think, coming out of the break there, we heard that the 10-year yield was 1.77% for 10 years. And if you're locking up your money at that kind of rate, you're not really going to even beat inflation. So our concern is mostly with the bond market these days. Now, don't get me wrong, the bond market's been great for the last 40 years, and it's been great in 2019 so far. But going forward, if you're planning out for the next 3, 5, 10 years, you're locking up a rate which is pretty much not even going to beat inflation. And that's really, I think, the big problem a lot of people are confronting today is that that core part of their portfolio is just not going to deliver those type of returns that they've been accustomed to getting.
So what will?
Well, in Swan's view, we believe in hedging. We believe that a portion of your portfolio for capital preservation should be allocated to protection purposes. And in our case, we use put options to protect. Now, that being said, I think this same scenario we're seeing here is what's driving the price of gold so high this year in 19. You know, people always say that gold is a good inflation hedge and it's there to protect in down markets. And the knock on gold is they say, well, gold doesn't have any yield. But guess what? Bonds don't have yield today either. So that kind of removes that argument. So I think that's why you're seeing gold be so attractive today. But from our perspective, we believe in hedging. We believe that people should always protect their portfolio by investing in put options or some sort of downside protection.
So, Mark, globally, we've got some $15-16 billion of negative, trillion dollars of negative yielding debt globally. Do you think that in the U.S. there's a material risk of pushing down towards zero interest rates?
I'd say it's a risk. It's sort of that situation they describe when the was it the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. You know, if you look at the entire German yield curve, the entire thing is underwater. You're paying someone else to take your money, which is just absurd to me. So I think that's going to drag it's going to make the U.S. markets relatively more attractive. But that being said, on absolute terms, yeah, I mean, how low can this thing go? I think it's very possible that you're going to see it down at the 1% level at some point, especially if we start getting into a recessionary type environment where the Fed is cutting rates and maybe we get to QE4. You very might well see rates below 1%.
So then I'm looking at sort of some of your notes, which was sort of what gave me the sense that you're pessimistic. You're talking about how roughly half of all investment grade debt is basically close to junk, triple B rated. You're looking at red flags and CLOs and sort of similarities to RMB, to residential mortgage backed securities back in 2008. Mm-hmm. And then you worry about how low rates are. But what's going to shake this situation out of what you view as sort of unnatural complacency?
Well, I think the problem here is that we've painted ourselves into a corner with the fixed income market where it's a lose-lose situation. You know, if rates stay low, well, people are stuck with low yields for a long time, and that's essentially dead money in their portfolio. So that's a lose situation. Conversely, if rates go up, well, then you've got duration risk, right? You get the value of these low-yielding bonds, which people have purchased, are now not worth as much. They're going to lose value there. So it's entirely possible. I know, you know, you did set me up as being a pessimist here, but it's entirely possible that, yeah, for the next several years, people might be stuck with low-yielding rates, and then when inflation finally does tick up, then they're going to lose value there, so they can potentially lose on both ends.
So, Mark, what is your view on kind of credit quality out there? There's a concern that, gee, we're so late in the cycle here. If this economy rolls over into a recession, there's a lot of bad news out there.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, when it comes to the investment grade, the quote-unquote investment grade market, there's currently about $5 trillion in corporate debt there. Now, if you look at that compared to the pre-global financial crisis around 2006, 2007, it was only about $1.75 trillion. Now, the reason is that, you know, obviously in the wake of the financial crisis here, rates were so low, it behooved all these corporations to issue as much debt as they can at low rates. Well, I guess that was the plan, but now we've got $5 trillion sitting out there, and half of that $5 trillion is at the BBB level, which is just one rung above junk status. So, you know, if things go south, if recession does pop up, if things aren't as rosy, you might see some serious downgrades there where these borderline investment grade issues get pushed down into junk status. Now, that has ripple effects. You might have people forced to sell off these non-investment grade issues because they've been downgraded. And one of the other consequences we've seen from the global financial crisis is that the big banks, the dealer inventories, there's not as much liquidity there. It used to be prior to the global financial crisis, dealers had about $200 billion in just debt that they were in corporate bonds that they would keep on their books as a market maker. That's down by about 90%. These days, it's about $20
billion. Right.
So if all of a sudden you have this big flood of corporates being sold off, who's buying? I think that's a question that I'm kind of afraid to know what the answer might
be. Okay. Mark Otto, thank you so much for joining us. Mark is a lead portfolio manager for Swan Global Investments, joining us on the phone from Connecticut with a bearish take on the fixed income markets.